Nobody has nothing on us. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us on GSU Panther Zone. We are live on Blog Talk Radio. Got some fun things we're going to talk about today. Today's show is called, you can put it on the board, yes. But that's not how you say it. It's one of my favorite calls in sports. The guy from the Chicago White Sox says it all the time. He says it for home runs, but I'm saying it this week because we're able to put up win number two in the win column. So, in my best version of him, I guess, it's, you can put it on the board, yes! Probably the last time you'll ever hear me say that. I'm out there laughing on the other side. But I am in a super good mood. I hope you guys are in a super good mood. We're going to talk about the game this weekend against the South Alabama Jaguars. I unfortunately will not be there live, but I'll be watching alongside many of you guys and a lot of other people. 5 o'clock on Saturday is when that game is on. I believe it's an ESPN3 game. But to get into, let's get into some fun things. Now, of course, we know that we won the game 31-6, and you know, the funny thing is I was talking to Ben Moore, who has been on this show many times and will probably be on the show many more times. And he said he spoke with Coach Jesse Minner, that would be the defensive coordinator, before the game. And Jesse said he had a feeling the way this defense is playing, nothing personal to UT Martin, he felt like they could hold him under 10 points. So all the offense had to do was score 11 points. Well, they did that plus 20. We just said that, 31-6. Now, in Thursday, some news came down that Connor Manning had gotten injured, a little dinged up in practice. He came out, warmed up a little bit. Ultimately, I believe they sided on the side of caution, decided Connor was not going to play. So that meant next man up mentality, Aaron Winchester. Now, we had some other guys that were out as well, and I'm going to get into what their replacements did because I actually have some clips from the press conference, and I hope you guys enjoy those. But I'm going to go over some stats first. Aaron Winchester, we know he likes to scramble a little bit more than Connor. Connor likes to stand up in the pocket and throw. I think they can both do the other when they'd like. But Aaron on the day ended up 8 for 16. He had 2 interceptions. He took responsibility for both of them, which I thought was pretty nice of him. He said he wouldn't hang his receivers out to dry like this. You know, Connor says similar, that they're on him. He said one was a bad throw, and the other one, he shouldn't have threw that one either. But 8 for 16 for 119 yards, had the 1 touchdown, was sacked once. It was a coverage sack. They had pretty good coverage. What they like to do, now Coach said this later on after the game, but what UT Martin did, they had their 3 guys up front. They would drop 1 or 2 of the linebackers into coverage, and they would send the others, the other 1 or 2, into the rush, so to say. Well, that worked out for us because if you're only rushing 4 or 5 guys, that means you're dropping 7 into coverage. Well, at any given time, we're going to have 5 people out there. So you're double teaming at least 2 people, or you're playing a zone coverage, which is fine. But if you only have 5 people coming at the quarterback and there are 5 people blocking, I think you guys can do the math. It allowed Aaron to run quite a bit. He ended up being our leading rusher, only by a few. Kyler Neal also, the high ankle sprain kept him out another week. I actually spoke to him after the game. He's feeling a lot better. He's doing the right things. He wants to be healthy because he knows you don't want to rush something like this. And, shout out to him. It was nice getting a chat for a few minutes. But Aaron ended up 16 rushes for 75 yards. The top overall running back was Darius Stubbs with 12 carries for 69 yards and a touchdown. Trey Barnett added 23. Kendrick Dorn had a handful as well. DeMarcus Kirk added a few. Overall, I believe we had almost 200 yards. Fantastic. Top receivers. Glenn Smith had 45 yards. Todd Boyd had 35. Ari had a big catch. So did Darius Stubbs and Robert Davis. Kendrick Dorn added one as well. I mean, it was an interesting offense. You know, we're used to Connor throwing the ball around quite a bit to the various receivers and complementing that with a big power rush game. And instead, we got a speed rush game with limited passes to basically, we would keep running until they would finally start sending more than five guys towards the quarterback. And that gave us one-on-one coverage. Aaron was able to make the throws. Brandon Wright continued to be just a guy. He's a sniper. He is just a technician at punting the ball. Had five overall punts on the day for a total of 200 yards. That's a 40-yard average. His longest was a 52. I actually think it was a little longer than that. But, hey, I wasn't down there, so I'll give it to the referee that it wasn't. We were able to limit Troy Cook and Gunnar Holcomb because they do a two quarterback system. Overall, they were 20 for 40. They threw three interceptions, a total of 210 yards, no touchdowns, the longest being a 37-yard pass. Now, they could move the ball. It's just, it seemed like our defense would always let them get a little so far, and then we'd just stop them. As far as rushing, their top two rushers, Jamie Bowe and Marquez Grayson, only had 37 and 38 yards, respectively. Told you, we absolutely just shut them down. Now, some of the defensive stats, because you guys are going to enjoy the defensive stats. Some of the fun things, Michael Shaw had not only to have his eight tackles, but 2.5 of them were for a loss of 12 total yards. He should have had a couple sacks, but, penalty here or there. You know, those kinds of things happen. Also, B.J. Clay, who was the starting corner, he was in for Jerome Smith. You know, a lot of people thought, well, we're missing Jerome Smith. We're going to be missing the ball hawk that he is, and all the he seems to average an interception a game or better. Well, B.J. Clay kind of pulled his best Jerome Smith, except for he did it his own way, so he did it the B.J. way. And, of course, he had two interceptions. One was a pick six for 38 total yards, and it came after a fumble recovery from, I want to make sure I get your name right, Martarius Allen, who was starting on the defensive line because of a couple other injuries, and he was able to return that for the touchdown. At one point, those two events happened within about 12 seconds of each other. So in the matter of 12 seconds, we had 14 points from the defense put on the board. I mean, that's just unreal. We knew at some point this defense was going to score points, and finally we got a little bit of the nod and got those going. Some other big things. Shawanye Lawrence, McKendy Cherador, they both had tackles for a loss. So did Andrew Everett. Caleb Bringer is the one who caused the fumble that Martarius Allen was able to pick up. In fact, Martarius had the following to say about his scoop fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Yes, Coach Ritter jokes to me daily about me having two flat wheels on my feet. So, I was in a lot of pain, and I just scooped the ball up and had my teammates assist me to the end zone. So I commend them from that.
Exactly. Team effort. They kept him up because he was flying just as fast as he could down through there. It was actually the same part of the dome, almost the same exact yard line and everything, as the Falcons defense returned one. I mean, it was almost the same play. It was really, really freaky. Now, what else we have queued up? Oh, Michael Shaw and his 2.5 tackles for a loss and 8 big tackles. We asked Coach Miles about Michael Shaw and what he means to this team and everything, and he said, Michael Shaw is a beast. So, course, I asked Michael Shaw what he thought about having the nickname Beast.
You like Coach's nickname for you, that you're a beast?
I like it. I have a whole bunch of nicknames, so I like that one.
What are some of your other nicknames? The ones you can say out loud.
My freshman year when I first got here, Coach Miles used to call me the tackling machine. So
there you go. I call those tackle monsters. But tackle machine or a beast, Michael Beast Shaw or Michael the Beast Shaw. I mean, it's kind of an MMA sounding name. That's pretty cool. Now, I told you, B.J. Clay had a pick six, and he also had another interception. Now, we asked B.J. about the pick six and, you know, his overall take from it and what he could tell us about that play.
Just got a great rush from the D-line. Linebackers pushed out and did their job, and the safeties just made the call. So, and, of course, the defense coordinator, so I was just in the right place at the right time.
There you go. Coach Menner at work again, right? Now, we can't get out of here. I got Coach Miles here in a second, but we asked Aaron Winchester about the game plan for Saturday's game, and he had the following to say.
I mean, that's our goal every week, is to run the ball. You know, obviously I can do that, and I have that element, you know, at the quarterback position, but it doesn't change. You know, our linemen know that, look, for us to win this game, we got to run the football. You know, I think, you know, without having Kyler Neal out there, I had to, you know, tote the rock a little bit more. And that's fine. Whatever it takes to win the football game.
Exactly. I like that Connor Manning has a certain kind of confidence and Aaron Winchester has another kind of confidence. And I like those because your leaders need to be confident. They're confident in themselves, and that's what pays off. Now, like I said, before we preview next week's game against the South Alabama Jaguars. Why that's so hard to remember, huh? The same Jaguars who almost beat Troy last Thursday. That was a fantastic game. I was able to catch a lot of that. In fact, it was playing while we were doing our NFL show here, which was pretty entertaining too. But before we get talking into that, here's Coach Miles talking about the evolving offense and how it's evolved this year.
They're getting better. They're putting the work in. The one group on the whole field that's the hardest to get in sync together is the offensive line, because it takes five guys all doing the exact same thing all the time. So, and with the calls, so they're getting better at it. They're going to need to be really good next week because South Alabama's got a good defense. But as long as we continue to get better and run the football, then it takes the pressure off the quarterback position, and when you're breaking in a different quarterback, you know, it helps things out. And with that quarterback, he can also help with his feet.
Yeah. There you go. Straight from Coach Miles. We're going to try to throw in some sound bites here and there. So I hope you guys enjoy those. But, like I said, now we're going to talk a little bit about the South Alabama, University of South Alabama, that is USA for short. The Jaguars, they are, of course, the blue, red, and white. They play at Ladd Peoples Stadium. It holds 33,471. I'd imagine they'll have at least that many there. They have been competing since 2009, and since 2011, they have been NCAA FBS Division 1A. All-time record entering this year is 42-35. Not bad. Have a postseason record in 2014. They went to a bowl game, and they unfortunately did not win that one. It was against Bowling Green in the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl. I remember watching that game. It was a pretty good game. They were in it all the way to the end. 28-33 was the final on that one. Now, they've played Georgia State and Arkansas State and Louisiana Lafayette and Troy a total of five times. They've actually played Troy six, so they are actually 2-4 against Troy. They are 2-3 against Louisiana Lafayette. They are 3-2 against us. We're going to change that. And they are 0-5 against Arkansas State. That's who they've played the most in this particular division. Now, some things you need to know. They are 3-4 currently. They have losses to Georgia Southern, Louisiana Lafayette, Arkansas State, and Troy, soon to have one this Saturday. They have wins against Mississippi State. It's a pretty good win there. Nichols, you know Nichols. They're the same ones that almost beat the UGA Bulldogs. And they won against San Diego State as well. Let's see. I had it queued up. Find it real quick. And while we're looking, let's see.
Missed it by that much.
Yep, you'd think so. Anyway, so we're playing in South Alabama against the Jaguars this weekend. And somewhere I'm going to find the players for you so you know who the big players are for them. Here we go. And the weird thing is when you look at their stats, you look at their performances, it's almost like Georgia State will be playing against itself because South Alabama has a pretty decent power run game with some speed on the outside. They have they have some really good receivers that are spread out. They have a two-quarterback system. One's played a little bit. The other's played most of the time. And they have pretty good defense. The only difference is our defense is really, really good. Like their top rushers are Xavier Johnson, who has 258. Tyrese Thomas, who has 214. And Dami Ayula, who has 149. They have some other guys like Deontay Moore that has 88 and a bunch of other guys. But Johnson with his 5 touchdowns, rushing touchdowns, Thomas has 3, Ayula has 2. So, I mean, they're the main power backs, or they're the main backs. Your quarterback is Dallas Davis majority of the time. Cole Garvin has played as well. They are a combined 129 and 224. They've thrown 7 interceptions, 6 of which belong to Dallas. Dallas has almost 1,500 yards, almost 300 for Garvin. Garvin's thrown 3 touchdowns. Dallas Davis has 6, almost 80 yards on their big plays. Big receivers. You got Gerald Everett. He's 567 receiving yards and 4 touchdowns. Josh McGee has 286 and 2. Kevin Kuchera has 419 and 1. And at 177 and 1, Tyrone Williams has 1 as well. Now, Grant Powell also has caught 1. I mean, they really spread the ball out just like we do. It's really, really crazy. Dami Ayula is the punt returner. He has not returned one yet, but he does average 5.5 or so per return. 3 total interceptions all year. Jeremy Reeves had 2. Nico Robinson has 1. They have returned a kick. Xavier Johnson returned 1 for a touchdown. A 95-yarder at that. So, their leaders on defense, Randy Allen has 7 total sacks and 12.5 tackles for a loss, 40 total tackles. Roman Buchanan, 51 total tackles. He has 6 tackles for a loss. Actually has a couple pass breakups. Jeremy Reeves has 5 pass breakups. He also has 4.5 tackles for a loss. At 8 tackles for a loss and 48 total tackles, Caleb Jackson. You're going to hear a couple of these names. They're gonna give us a small run there, but I'm not worried. I'm not worried because, like I said, I think we're playing ourselves, and at the same time in playing ourselves, we have the better defense. So I think our defense is going to do quite well. South Alabama is a good team, so, you know, maybe this one is 27-20, something like that, maybe. I think we're going to do pretty well on this one. I think we're going to be able to get victory number 3. That's going to be fantastic. So, even next week, we're going to be able to say, you can put it on the board. Yes! As we put win number 3 up there on the board. That's going to do it for me this week. Appreciate you tuning in. I believe next week we're going to try to have home team Brandon Leak on to talk some fun stuff. Maybe he's got some Dave Cohen or Harper LaBelle stories. Sam Crenshaw even. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us for GSU Panther Zone. We'll see you next week. Go Panthers!
Just confess your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh. G-E-F, that's right, we different. We definite. B-E-T, we reppin' it. So, turn me up. Turn me up.
Clear without the bam. Yeah, okay. Bam!